It was Captain Joe Hester's idea to change out the tattered flags in Memorial Park. He visited the graveyard several months ago to pay his respects to the Coast Guard and Revenue Cutter Service members buried there and noticed that the wind had taken its toll on the flags. So he contacted Mayor Shirley Marquardt and got the city's okay to hold the ceremony. Marquardt says it's the first time anyone has volunteered to switch out the flags.
You know, we look at them every year at Memorial Day, for Memorial Day celebration, because they're pretty tattered through the winter. But this is the first time that we've had somebody come in and change them for us.
20 Coasties and a small group of community members stood in the snow on Sunday, teeth chattering, as Hester invited them to honor and remember.
Some of the people who came here, they stayed here. As the stone says behind me, they found their rest neath the shadow of the pole. Some here in the ground behind us in the hills, some out there in the ocean. We've been coming for those last 140 years on the Bering Sea Patrol to protect lives, to save mariners from all over the world.
The ceremony concluded with a flag salute, and then Hester led the group up into the graveyard, slipping and sliding in their dress shoes. He says it's important to him that the younger generations understand the Coast Guard's history in Alaska.
It's my job now to impart that kind of feeling and that history and that pride in the younger folks here.
The Sherman service in the Bering Sea is done for this year. The Cutter Rush will be taking over their patrol.